We had a meeting on the 9th, and sorry to say, I don't know whether it's due to weather or email problems, we don't have a summary report ready. We had a couple of five motions, was it, Phil? Four or five motions, and I can't recall the pad I had on it. I can't find it.
All right.
And so if it's all right, I'd like to defer it to the next council meeting, if that's okay.
Yeah, I recommend that we take this up in June.
June, okay.
Okay. Mike Leary.
There was one motion there that, about the clock, the calendar clock for the general category scallopers that we wanted to move forward to the scallop committee. And maybe if we can do that in between.
Sorry, do you want to do that now? I don't have the motion with me. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Do you recall? Do you have it written down?
Mine just says calendar day. The motion was, the problem is that it's come to light that the scallop regs are is that if you land a trip, you cannot leave on that same calendar day. So if you were to come in at 0100 in the morning, you cannot leave till after midnight the following day. If you come at 2330, you can go right out after midnight. But because it wasn't consistent with multi-species or other regulations with one landing in 24 hours. So the motion was to the effect to remand it back to the scallop committee to see if they can make it consistent with the multi-species or other plans where there's only one landing in a 24-hour period. Nothing to do with the calendar day.
At a bit of a disadvantage because we don't have the exact wording. Paul.
I'm also concerned that we just approved the DSEIS, and how would we add this to General Category Amendment 11?
It was kind of hopeful from the Enforcement Committee that was going to be in there. That change could be incorporated. Okay, moving along. All right.
Rodney, we'll make sure that we take up in June what the committee did this week.
Okay. Thank you.
I think there's the need to clarify some of the action we took yesterday with regard to the general category scallop Amendment 11. I think Chris is going to present two or three items.